Chapter 4. King Arthur's Court. Soon, Sir Kay took Clarence and me into a big room with an enormous round table in the middle. Men dressed in colorful clothes were sitting around it. A king wearing a gold crown was among them. "King Arthur," I whispered to myself. I could hardly believe it. There were more than 20 other prisoners standing near the entrance to the room, and several ladies were sitting at the side, watching. In front of the ladies sat a beautiful woman wearing a purple silk dress and a crown. "That must be Queen Guinevere," I thought. Just then, a guard pushed two of the prisoners towards the round table. The prisoners knelt on the floor and bowed their heads to the king. A knight stood up and began to speak. He started to tell the story of how he had fought and captured the prisoners. When he had finished the story, the prisoners were taken away to the dungeons. One after another, the knights stood up and told their stories, each one more incredible than the last. I couldn't understand why most of these fights had started, as there didn't seem to be any good reason for them. But the prisoners weren't allowed to say anything, so no one heard their version of the story. "This is a very strange court," I thought. "Everyone believes that the knights are telling the truth, even though their stories are ridiculous. There is no judge. All the prisoners are declared guilty and thrown into the dungeons." 6 prisoners came forward, knelt on the floor, and said that they were prisoners of Sir Kay. Sir Kay stood up and told the story of how he had fought them and how another knight, the brave Sir Lancelot, had come to help him. Everyone cheered and looked at a handsome knight who was sitting next to the king. "That must be Sir Lancelot," I whispered to myself. Sir Lancelot turned his head towards the ladies and looked at the queen, whose cheeks became red as she smiled at him. Suddenly, a man with a long white beard stood up.
"Oh no, not again," said Clarence.
"Who is that man?" I asked Clarence.
"That's Merlin, the magician," Clarence replied. "He's going to tell a story. He tells the same story very often. Nobody stops him, because they're afraid of his magic powers."
Merlin began to tell his story, which I thought was quite interesting. However, I noticed the bored expressions on the faces of the people in court. One by one, they started to fall asleep. Merlin didn't seem to notice that everyone's eyes were closed and continued to tell his story. When he had finished, Sir Kay banged on the round table, woke everyone up, and started to talk about me. He pointed at me and told the court how he had met me. He said that my strange clothes had magic powers that protected me, but he had used secret words to stop the magic. He said that 13 knights had helped me, but he had killed them all. Then he had taken me prisoner. He called me a giant and a horrible monster. Strangely, I enjoyed listening to Sir Kay's story, which I thought was very funny. But to my surprise, everyone else looked very serious. They really believed this nonsense. My thoughts were interrupted by Sir Kay, who had now decided what my punishment would be.
"The prisoner will die at noon, in 3 days' time," Sir Kay announced.
The smile suddenly disappeared from my face. This last comment was not very funny at all. Next, there was an argument about how I should die. Everyone was worried that my magic clothes would protect me. Merlin had an idea that would solve the problem.
"Take off his clothes. That will soon stop his magic powers," he said.
30 seconds later, I was completely naked and very embarrassed. Finally, I was taken to a dark, narrow dungeon where I was given some old rags to put on. I had some pieces of bread to eat, some straw for a bed, and rats for company. I was very tired, and I soon fell asleep. I slept for a long time, and when I woke up, I wasn't sure where I was or what day it was. Then I remembered everything. I hoped it had all been a dream, but then I saw Clarence standing in front of me.
Go away, I said. Disappear with the rest of the dream.
What dream?
He asked. All right, I said. Let the dream continue. I'm not in a hurry.
Clarence looked serious.
I'm afraid that this isn't a dream. Neither is it a dream that you're going to be burned tomorrow.
What? Burned? Tomorrow?
This news went through me like a knife. I jumped up and started to walk quickly around the cell.
My friend, I implored, please help me escape from this place.
Clarence suddenly became white with fear and shook his head from side to side.
No, no, he whispered. I can't help you. Merlin will put a magic spell on any man who tries to help you escape.
Don't be ridiculous, I shouted. I couldn't believe how frightened he was. Merlin can't hurt you. He can't hurt anyone.
Clarence knelt down in front of me, shaking with fright.
Please be quiet, he whispered. You mustn't say those things. Merlin will hear you and kill us both.
Everyone believes that Merlin has got magic powers, I thought. They are so afraid of him that they will do anything he wants. These people will believe anything. Suddenly, I had an idea. Don't be afraid, I said. I'm a magician, too. Clarence's eyes opened wide in surprise.
You?
He said. As I had expected, he believed me immediately.
I will protect you from Merlin, I said. But first you must help me. Tell the king that I am a magician. If Merlin does anything to harm me, something terrible will happen to everyone in the country.
Something terrible?
Cried Clarence. He was silent for a while. Then he suddenly stood up and spoke in a serious voice.
I will tell the king immediately, he said.
He seemed very proud to be given such an important job to do. Then he left quickly.
I didn't have much time. I had to think of something that would scare the king. Of course, I wasn't a magician, so I couldn't use real magic. But I could use science. Then I remembered the eclipse. These people probably didn't know what an eclipse was, and they would think it was magic.
When Clarence came back, he looked very upset, and he was out of breath, as if he had been running.
Calm down and tell me what has happened, I said.
Clarence took a handkerchief out of his pocket and wiped his forehead.
Merlin says that you are lying, he said. He told the king that you don't have any magic powers. But the king is still worried. He wants to know what terrible thing you are planning.
I'll tell you what I'm planning soon. First, I need to know what the date is today.
Clarence thought for some time before he replied.
I think it's the 20th,
he said.
The 20th? That's perfect, I thought. The eclipse will be at 3 minutes after noon tomorrow. And I will be taken out to be burned at noon.
I turned to Clarence and spoke in a deep voice.
Tell the king that he will see my magic powers tomorrow. If anything happens to me, I will cover the sun with darkness and it will never shine again. Everything will die.
Clarence was terribly shocked. His face became white and his knees started to tremble. Then the poor boy fainted. I picked him up and carried him to the guards. When I saw how easily I had convinced Clarence, I knew that my plan would work. The king would be just as frightened when he received my message.